Richmond, Now You. Workbook 4. Copyright Santillana Educación SAL 2020. Unit 1, page 4, exercise 3.
Hello and welcome to Use Your Head. I'm your host, Nick, and today we're talking about jobs and how to find the right one for you. Nowadays, deciding on a career is more difficult than ever before. So, we're talking to psychologists Lara Fox, Simon Davis, and Maggie West to find ways to help you decide. Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Lara, what's your top tip for deciding on a future job?
Well, I always say the most important thing is to know yourself. Write a list of the things that you do and don't like. For example, what subjects do you like best at school? What subjects do you do well in? What are your soft skills?
Sorry, soft skills?
Soft skills are qualities and abilities that you don't learn through education or formal training. They're linked to personality or attitude. For example, if you are empathetic, you may be suited for a career in psychology.
And you, Simon, what's your top tip?
I would suggest you do lots of online research into the professions you are interested in. There are some great career advice resources on the internet with information on salary, levels of job satisfaction, and work-life balance. For example, if you are creative, you could decide to be a photographer. In that case, you could check out work done by professional photographers on their online portfolios.
Fantastic. Okay, Maggie, what's your top tip?
I suggest doing some work experience if you can. Seeing what people really do all day can help you to decide if a job is right for you. When you do work experience, you should observe how the professionals work and take lots of notes. My daughter has been working at a fashion magazine on Saturdays. She thought she wanted to be an accountant, but now she says she wants to be a fashion designer.
Well, thanks for the great advice, everyone. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today.